Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Body, Spirit, You on Blog Talk Radio. Mind, Body, Spirit, You is a collaboration between five inspirational and unique women who have joined together with the intent to assist you in making your life the very best it can be. You can find us at www.mindbodyspiritu.com. There are many live shows and podcasts offered each month, and all are available in the free archives under the Mind, Body, Spirit, You tab at Blog Talk Radio. Our shows cover a variety of topics: healing, spirituality, health and wellness, metaphysical concepts, and scientific discoveries. Many of our shows allow time for you to call in and ask for assistance on your journey of transformation and discovery. We are all aware of the quickly changing perspectives about our minds, our bodies, our spirits, and our world. And that is exactly what we are here to discuss. So please join us in the spiral of life, and together we will learn, grow, and transform. Here's the show.
Sharon, we're not able to hear you. So, welcome everybody. Sharon, are you muted right now? In the studio, your mic is live, but I'm wondering if you muted your phone. Okay. Sharon, can you hear me? Everybody who's listening or going to listen to the archive, please bear with us for a minute. We're having some technical issues. So, Sharon, I'm not hearing you, and the studio says your mic is live. So are you muted on your home phone? Very strange. Okay, I'm not sure what to do. But we will stay here for a minute and hope that Sharon comes on. Sharon's saying she can hear me, and she says she's not muted. Okay, I'm going to just mess with the... Wait 1 second, I'm going to mess with the studio. All right, try it again. All right, well, Sharon, you keep on going with the show. Maybe there's something going on my side. I think I'll call in on a different number. There.
Hello?
Now I can hear you.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. You took a deep breath and I could hear you.
Oh. Right.
I can hear you now. Wow. What is going on? We're going to be we're going to be one of those shows tonight.
Okay. Well, can everybody else hear me?
I think so. I'm going to go check. I'm going to put me on mute, and I'm going to go check if you're streaming through the computer, okay? So you just proceed. All right. I'll be back in a little bit.
All right. Well, this is definitely one of those shows where, and I've also had a message on Facebook saying that she can't hear for some reason, and it's never happened before. Okay, so we're going strange today, for whatever reason. So Well, anyway, we're here, and no one could hear me. What I was saying was that there's been technical difficulties today, and so as a result, the show started a bit later today. But we're here now, and I have with me Tracy, as you already heard. So we're going to continue with the show as normal, and if there's anyone who would like to call in and have anything that you'd like to be you want worked on, then the number is 646, and then that's the area code, 595-2385. That's 595-2385. Hi, Tracy.
I'm back. Yes, I can hear you, but at first, I don't know. At first, I could not from the computer, but then I could. So I do hear you on the computer and the phone. So there's some guests in the chat room, so I'm going to ask them. I see we have a couple of people in the chat room. I'm going to type to them and hope that they type back that they can hear us. And go ahead. Okay. I think we're good now.
Okay, thank you. We got there.
You're
in
welcome.
The end. Okay, so as usual, we start with a little meditation. And yesterday was the full moon. And, you know, funny enough, we've just come out of Mercury retrograde. And I usually don't tend to have any hiccups because I usually have the belief system that, you know, we kind of create what we believe. So I kind of move through it. And for some reason, whatever reason, I don't know. We had this weird call today. But then what happens as well, I know, is that when there's a lot of energy moving already, that these kind of technical things can happen. So for me, that's a good thing. And whether you're listening live or whether you listen to the call afterwards, you'll feel the energy. So because of full moon, I was feeling into a visualization for everyone. And so I just invite you to, when you're ready, to just take a deep breath and another. And as you breathe, visualize in front of you a still lake. And as you look up into the night sky, you can see the full moon and its reflection in the water of this still lake. And feel that stillness as being inside of you. Because we're made up of 80% approximately water, that lake represents the stillness inside of you. And that moon, through all the waves, phases that it has, going full to a new moon, and then new moon to a full moon. It's like the phases of our life. And yet it just stays still in that reflection. So breathe into that. Breathe in to that stillness in you. And feel that stillness. And we can use this full moon to remind us of that. That there is this beauty within us. And it's always there. And then whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. And let's start the show. So, hi, Tracy. So, just a quick introduction. As you know, that I am an epigeneticist, and what that means is that we're basically working with the energies above the genes that influence the way that the genes are expressed. And so this is not necessarily for, you know, just people with particular disorders or diseases. It's for everyone, because we all experience emotions. We all experience things in our lives, and all these things influence the way that we then feel inside and how we then express physically, whether we feel happy or whether we feel, you know, with a lot of self-love for ourselves, self-esteem, self-confidence. All these things influence that. And then in the end, it influences our biology. So what I'm going to be doing is working with people calling in to help release whatever it is that's getting in the way of you being you, because that is already inside you. You already perfect. There is that perfection inside of you. And it's usually the layers of things that we've been through, and also ancestral or inherited stuff that you received at conception, that is kind of like the foundation of what is creating. It's like, if I always explain this to my clients as being like a foundation of a house. If you build a new house, you've got to have a strong foundation, because if you don't, as you live in that house, what happens is that the walls will eventually, you'll find a crack here and a crack there. So it's the same with our lives when we have these inherited energies in us, and that can then result in these the other layers of things that we experience in our lives to build. And then using the analogy of a crack in the wall showing up as some form of dis-ease in our life, or a reflection of how maybe abundance, maybe, you know, it could be all sorts of things, emotional issues, all sorts of things that begin to show up as a result. So, hi Tracy, I know I've got someone on Facebook who's messaged me, so I will work with her first. Is that okay, Tracy?
Yep. And now that we're sure we're rolling good, I'm just going to remind, if anyone's online listening and they'd like to call in, this is a call-in show, and it's a unique opportunity to be able to, you know, work with Sharon in this way. So if you'd like to call in, and you'll notice here when she takes these next few, I'll just say clients, one from Facebook, one of the callers, how she works, and she can help you with something in your life, maybe physical or emotional, really anything. The call-in number is 646-595-2385. And also, I'm manning the chat room, so if you want to ask a question there, feel free also. Okay, go for it.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
So we have Deborah on Facebook, and she's talking about sleep issue. And she says in the message, it's got worse since menopause, and it's been a thread running through her life. So just a lot of exhaustion. So the first thing I'm going to do is ask to connect with the subconscious mind. So that's where all the answers are for us. So that, you know, it's like, you know, if I said to you, what did you have for breakfast a year ago on a Monday? you probably wouldn't remember that, but your subconscious mind will. So it's the things that we accumulate that are in the subconscious mind, which we can then access via muscle testing. So I'm just connecting with Deborah now and asking if I can be proxy for her, which means that I can my muscles can respond to her subconscious mind, and I get a yes. So let's see the first thing coming up for you, Deborah, with regards to sleep. Is the pineal gland, which is interesting because the pineal gland is the one that produces melatonin and then is contributing to how good a sleep we have. So what else is coming up is the third eye chakra, which is then being imbalanced by a trapped emotion. So what a trapped emotion is, for new listeners, is that it's an energy, a ball of energy of an emotion that you've experienced that is then trapped in the body. And what that does is it's literally the size of a grapefruit or cantaloupe, and it can, and just as it's lodged in there, your tissues are also energy. And so the tissues begin to pick up the frequency of those trapped emotions, depending on what the emotion is. So in this case, the emotion is panic. And I'm not sure what Deborah's age is, but I think, if I remember from speaking with her before, it's about 50-something. So what I'm getting is that this panic is coming from 51. So I'm going to release that. 58, she said. Okay. Thank you. So I'll release that. And then the brow chakra is back to balance, but the pineal gland, which I said does contribute to the sleep, is still in balance. So let's have a look, see what else is coming up here. So I'm still getting the pineal gland. And right, so this is interesting. It's coming up with what is called a miasm. Now, a miasm is, many people who are familiar with homeopathy will be familiar with that more than I am, but it's an inherited form of dis-ease. So, for instance, if, say, 10 generations ago, one of your ancestors had tuberculosis, and this is just an example, and they then passed on that energy to the next generation, and then the next, and then the next. At conception, it just gets transferred. What happens is that it may not present as tuberculosis in the following generations, but may show up as bronchitis or asthma or something else to do with the lungs. So it's that kind of energy that's passed on. And in this case, in Deborah's case, I don't know what that is. But we do know that the miasm does exist there. And it's impacting the pineal gland. So let's find out where it's from. It's coming from her dad and her grandmother back 13 generations from a female. So this female 13 generations ago experienced something and resulted in this energy of disease that's been passed on. So when we release this, it's going to release from that female 13 generations ago. We'll have many descendants on the planet. And it will release from all of those, which is, for me, it's just amazing when we can do that. And it will release all the way back 13 generations. And if there is any siblings that Deborah has, it will release who have it as well. It will release from them. If there's any children in the future generations, in the next generations that maybe her siblings or she has, that it will release from them too. So let's do that. Okay, so that's released. And that brings the pineal gland to... No, it doesn't actually. It's still not balanced. So let's find out what else is going on. So it's coming up with the heart. And by that, I don't mean, you know, there's anything wrong with the heart. because everything that I'm doing is energy based and it's not physical. I'm not diagnosing, I'm not doing any of that, I'm not a medical doctor. So it's none of that. We're just looking at the energy that's coming up here. There's an emotion here of love unreceived, and that's coming up at age 46. So I don't know if, Deborah, that resonates with you. So that's give or take a year on that. So let's release that. There's also heartache at 46. So I'm wondering if something was going on then that caused those emotions to be trapped. There's also vulnerability at 46. So that's released. So let's have a look at what else is causing the heart to be imbalanced. And there's another trapped emotion. And in this case, the emotion is frustration at 46. So that's released, and the heart's back to balance, and the pineal gland's also back to balance. So let me have a look if Deborah... Oh, she has a message. She said that her brother committed suicide, a brother-in-law, sorry, committed suicide at 46. Wow. Okay, so that impacted your heart, and then it impacted your pineal gland with regards to, like I said, then impacting your sleep. So let me ask if there's anything else. And, you know, this is the interesting thing, is that we may be experiencing symptoms later on in our lives and then think, well, what's gone on recently that's causing us to not be able to, you know, sleep or whatever the symptom is. But more often than not, it's actually something that's happened previously many years ago that's impacting us now. And it's like a symptom that the body is wanting us to recognize so that we can say, oh, there is something here that we need to release. So she's also messaged, say, at 51, that's when menopause started. So that was interesting that the pineal gland was impacted then. Okay, so let's have a look at if there's anything else that's going on here. And I'm getting that it's the hypothalamus gland. So the hypothalamus, one of the symptoms of the hypothalamus being imbalanced is insomnia. So let's have a look and see why this is imbalanced for you. There's a trapped emotion at 46. So again, there's that age. And when I muscle test to ask if it's true with your brother-in-law committing suicide, and I get a yes on that. So that's released, and the hypothalamus is back to balance. So let's have a look. Okay. Now what I'm picking up is that there's a fascia. The fascia is basically the connective tissue in the body. And it surrounds all the protective, it protects all the tissues of the body. And for instance, you know, you have the pericardium around the heart, and then you have the other layers, the layer around the lungs or your muscles. So it's every part of the body. And when this comes up, what it means is that there's a fascial distortion. And this can result in many, many different things, pain, tension, joint problems, also just general malfunction in the body, because you imagine, I mean, the fascia covers a whole, I mean, all the internal body, and I like to call it the internal skin, so that's distorted. So what we want to do is find out why it's distorted, and there's another trapped emotion of panic. And that's also coming up at 46. So when I muscle test, I get, yes, it's still connected to your brother-in-law committing suicide. And so what that means is that it's like the panic is distorting your internal skin, the fascia, your connective tissue. So if you imagine, like I said, because it covers everything in your body, it's really influencing so much. So let's release the panic and then ask if we can balance the fashion. I still get a no on that. So let's have a look. And again, the pineal gland comes up. And another trapped emotion. And in this case, the emotion again is frustration at 46. So let's release that. The pineal gland's back to balance. We still can't balance the fascia. So I need to find out what else is causing the fascia to be imbalanced. I'm getting it's the thymus gland. And I just need to check to see what else is going on, why the thymus gland is being imbalanced. And there's another trapped emotion. So again, just think of these balls of energy, of these emotions that are trapped in the body. And in this case, it's the emotion of shock at 46. I get a yes on that. So connected to your brother-in-law. So release that. And the thymus gland really influences your immune system and all that. So that's balanced now. And now we can balance the fascia. So if you notice, there's a lot there that was around the period when he committed suicide that's imbalancing the connective tissue in your body along with the pineal gland. So let's balance that. Okay, so that's balanced. And I'm not picking up anything else. And she's just said that both my brother and my brother-in-law committed suicide a year apart. One was at 44, one was at 45. Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty intense, Deborah. So, I mean, the fact that you, I didn't check to see which one of those it was coming up for, but it was to do with the suicide of one of them anyway, or either one of them for all the emotions that have come up. And 46 was coming up, and like I said, it's give or take a year on that. So that was interesting. So let us know how you feel, and keep us posted. And she said as well, she just messaged and said both of them called her before they killed themselves, which, wow, that's just intense, isn't it, Tracy?
Whew. Yeah.
I can feel the energy on that.
Absolutely.
Well,
it'll
let
be
us
interesting
know, Deborah,
to hear.
Right?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly
yeah.
what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, thank you, Deborah.
I hope you sleep better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Insomnia
it's
is
no
awful.
Surprise. I know. It's no surprise. Not sleeping. Yeah. Okay. And she just messaged to say thank you. And she's grateful. Thank you, Deborah. All right. Right. So we have one more
caller.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I have her name right as Rielle Nicole. Okay. And I'm going to bring her live now. There you go.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, good to speak with you. Tracy, we've been messaging on Facebook, so she's real. You wanted to call in, and it's good to speak with you.
It's good to speak with you, too, finally.
Yes, and thank you for your patience with the technical difficulties today.
Oh, no problem. No problem. It's funny that a lot of the stuff that you were clearing on her, I believe, pertains to me too. I think you might find some of the same thing. I don't really have trouble. I have trouble getting to sleep, but then once I get to sleep, I wake up every single morning between 3:30 and 4:30, no matter what time I go to bed, and I'm in horrible pain in the upper thoracic part of my body, thyroid, amygdala, in that area. And this has been going on for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, of course, my background, I'm raised in a domestic violence situation, and so I've been dealing a lot with that, with NEATs and stuff, you know, with my homeopathic physician here. But it's almost it comes and goes, but it's more consistent than not, which is just the tension and the nervousness and the stress in the neck and upper body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back years ago, 20 years ago, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and had horrible joint pain and injections in my hand and stuff like that. And that's how I came to find our homeopathic physician here who does clearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I am symptom-free of that. But
wow.
There's other things now. They've gotten better, but I just feel like there's something there, and I feel like you're the one that's going to finally find it. The end of it.
Okay, well, you know, I always say it's like, I know Dr. Bradley Nelson always says this as well, that, you know, we only work here, and this comes through us, and it's your subconscious mind that's going to give us the answers. So, so let me connect with you first. And if I could ask your age, please.
53.
So I'm getting that to work on the pain in the upper body. So did you say it's just when you wake up you get the pain, or is it?
No, it seems that sometimes I'm completely symptom-free, and other times I mean, it can start as tension, and within a couple of hours, I'm, like, laying down because the pain is so bad. But for sure, it's like I'm afraid to go to sleep because I'm afraid I'm going to wake up in pain.
Okay.
And I do.
Okay, and so on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you say the pain is?
When I first wake up in the morning, it's enough to wake me up out of a sound sleep sometimes, most of the time. Now, once
so
I get
number?
Up and get moving around and stuff, it kind of dissipates and goes away, and it might just be reduced to tension or soreness.
Mm-hmm. So have you got it now?
Yeah. It's right now it's about a 4.
4 out of 10, okay. Okay, so it's just good to have a reading so that we can gauge where we're at. So let's see, for the pain, let's see what's coming out first. So for you, the first thing coming up is the heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And that's being imbalanced by a trapped emotion. So let's find out which one. And the emotion is panic. And that's coming up at age 18, give or take a year. Is that resonating with you?
Yeah.
It does?
Yes.
Okay. So let's clear that, but the heart chakra is still not back to balance. And for you as well is coming up the fascia, which I was talking about with Deborah,
okay.
The connective tissue in the body. So there's another trapped emotion there. And the emotion is indecisiveness. And that's coming up at age 22, give or take a year. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Okay. And notice, just for listeners as well, is that, you know, you don't have to even discuss anything because it's like once you know what it is, you just clear it. So that's cleared. We still can't clear the fascia. So, and for you too, it's coming up with the hypothalamus. And which I said earlier, you know, can contribute to insomnia, which, okay, so there's a trapped emotion. And the emotion is shock. And in this case, it's at 18. Is that still resonating with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll clear that. The hypothalamus is back to balance, but we still can't clear the fascia. So let's have a look. And then we've got the pineal gland. I always think it's interesting how people would, you know, it's like with regards to how I have two people working on the show today and it's a similar kind of issues. There's
That's
no coincidence.
I thought it would go to pretty much, it all just, I resonated with everything you were saying to her.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I feel like on a collective, it's like it's helping all of us while we're listening to whatever is being cleared. So, you know, other listeners that are listening too, there's on some level you're having a clearing too. I believe that.
Yeah.
So what's happening here is another trapped emotion impacting your pineal gland. And it's panic again. And that's coming up at 18. And it's not the same emotion, because once it's released, it's released.
Right.
It's that period of time, you know, when you experience panic, you experience it again, it gets trapped. Whether it's in the next, you know, within an hour between each, the last panic, or whether it's a month, it's that period of time. So that's cleared, and the pineal gland's back to balance. We still can't balance fascia. So let's have a look. And for you too, it's coming up with the heart. And like I said, we're speaking of the energetic heart. And just finding out what is causing the heart to be imbalanced. There's another trapped emotion. And the emotion is taken for granted. And that's also coming up at 18. So we'll clear that. The heart comes back to balance, and we can balance the fascia. So let me do that. Okay. And that brings your heart chakra to balance. So now feel into that. Is it still a 4 out of 10, or is it different?
No, it's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone. Not even the tension is there. The soreness is still there, but the tension that was building, the left side, of course, that's the side of the heart, that's still very tender, but not, the right side's good. The left side's still very tender. The left, the muscle coming from the neck to the shoulder, that's
mm-hmm.
still very tender.
Okay. So when you say 0 out of 10, what did you, how do you mean it's different?
I was, like, it was so tight that it was painful. And that
okay.
it has relaxed. So
okay.
it's going down. It's no longer grabbing my attention.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, great.
Perfect.
Well, when I'm muscle testing for that tenderness in the neck, I'm not getting anything. And I feel that I'm getting that you need to process what we've released.
Okay.
So just give it, let me just check. Give it 2 days or so.
Okay.
And see how that goes. Because, you know, it takes a while for the energy body to come and process through to the physical body. Well, sometimes it doesn't take time, but yeah, just for things like this, you know, just let's see how it goes.
Okay. Before we go, can you check one other thing for me? My lungs?
Your lungs? What about your lungs?
Well, I had a physical the other day, and of course in the physical they do chest x-rays and blood work and all that, and they said that they couldn't see clearly, like there was a thickening in the lung, and so they sent me to have a CAT scan this morning, and I don't have the results back of that yet, but I just wondered if you could check them.
Okay, well, just to say as well that, you know, I'm not doing anything diagnostic,
right.
As you already know that, and that anything I'm doing is not medical,
right.
But it's all energy-based. So we're going to, what I'll do is I'm going to check in and see if we can balance your lungs energetically, and I get a yes
okay.
on that.
Yes.
So, again, I'm picking up the fascia. So when the fascia comes up again, when we ask a question, there's another distortion there. So it's coming up with the sacral chakra, which is connected to, you know, your sexuality, your sensuality, your relationships. So let's find out why that's coming up. And, you know, we know that with lungs, it's in Chinese medicine, it's connected to grief. But let's see what comes up. There's a trapped emotion here. And the emotion is hopelessness. And that's coming up at age 19. Is that resonating?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll clear that. But your sacral chakra is still not balanced. And That's coming up with the thymus gland.
It's coming up at what?
The thymus gland.
Oh, okay.
And is it making you cough now?
Yeah. You heard that,
okay.
Huh?
Okay, so there's a physical trauma at age 18. So physical trauma could also be an emotional trauma. Was it one of those?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. So let's release that. And the thymus gland's back to balance. And the sacral chakra as well. And now we can balance the fascia. So let me see. Okay, so that's balanced. So I'm not picking up anything else on that. How does that feel?
It feels really good. Really good. It feels warm.
In your lungs?
It feels warm all across my back, yeah. The upper part of my back and up across my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Like from shoulder to shoulder, like right at the base of my throat and the base of my neck and the back, that all feels really warm, like it's radiating.
Oh, good. Excellent. Well, again, let that process and see how that goes. And please get back and let us know how you got on.
I will. Thank you. It was good to talk to you, and thank you.
You too. You take care.
I will. We'll be speaking on Facebook.
Yes. All right. Take care.
Great day.
Wow. It's always interesting, isn't it, Tracy, when we get callers that are connected in some way?
It is. Yeah. And it's great to see the piggyback healing, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so are you ready for the next caller?
Yes.
Okay. Her name's Sherry, and I'm bringing her on now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you? And thank you for calling in.
Yes, I'm a first-time caller, so I'm not really sure what questions you, how I present the question for you.
Anything. I mean, what, have you got some issue that you'd like work to be worked on?
Well, I seem to be having my energy just tank on me. Like, today I've just not wanted to be around anyone and just stayed inside, and I really would have liked to have worked out, but I suppose one rest day wouldn't be a problem, but it's just that I'm so fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not normally like that I'm like that.
Okay, so just today this has happened?
And it's been on and off all month of October. And everybody kept saying it was Mercury retrograde, and that was just part of it, and it seemed to have affected me negatively, energy-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was over, and so I would feel better, but here I am again with this extremely kind of low energy, and I don't know if it's biochemical or spiritual or what.
Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how fatigued would you say you're feeling?
Pretty darn fatigued, probably 9.
Okay. All right, so let me connect with you. Let's find out what's going on. Okay, so can I ask your age, please?
Sure, I'm 41.
Okay. So what I'm getting, the first thing coming up, is that there's a disconnection. And there can be different kinds of disconnections. And for you, what I'm picking up is a spirit-to-spirit disconnection, which is really just where the energy body is split from itself. And let's identify whether it's the whole body or where it's a certain part of the body. And I'm getting it, it's the heart, and the heart's split from itself energetically. And what that means is that you've got a broken heart. So let's find out what percentage the heart is connected. And now the reason why this is so important and can result in fatigue is because if you think about it, the heart is the one that sends out all the information. It creates a field of information, not only just pumping blood, but also a field of information for via which every cell in the body can then communicate, so that, you know, in that field is the information for every cell in the body to know what the other cells are doing and how they're all getting on. So, and not only that, but also our communication with the world, our relationships and everything else. So if we have a brokenness, that's going to interfere with how you feel, for sure, and can definitely contribute to feeling fatigued. So in your case, that's what's coming up. So let's have a see. Let's have a look at what percentage is it connected. And I'm getting that it's 26% connected, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to find out what is causing it to be energetically disconnected, and then we'll correct that, and hopefully in the call that we can reconnect it. So the first thing coming up is your heart chakra, and that's coming up with a trapped emotion. And the emotion there is grief, and that's coming up at age 28, give or take a year. Is that resonating?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay.
I don't remember that far back.
Okay. So we can clear it, because your subconscious mind doesn't need us to know any more information in order to clear it. So we'll clear that, but your heart chakra is still not back to balance. Let's find out what else. So the hypothalamus is coming up. Another reason why the hypothalamus is so important when with situations like this is because the hypothalamus is picking up information from the environment and then relaying that information to the rest of the body, and producing the hormones in response to what's going on in your environment. So if you're experiencing something stressful, then you will express internally hormones that, like adrenaline and cortisol, to, you know, get you away from whatever situation it is. But unfortunately, with stress that we have nowadays, is that you're not actually running away from anything. It just gets internalized. So let's find out why the hypothalamus is coming up as imbalance. And there's another trapped emotion here. And the emotion is shock. So I'm picking up that's about age 38.
Yes.
Yes? Okay. So let's release that. And the hypothalamus is back to balance, and so is your heart chakra. We still can't connect that broken heart, so... again, the pineal gland for you as well. And that's coming up with another trapped emotion. And the emotion in this case is hopelessness. And that's coming up at 38 again. Yes?
Yep.
Okay. So clear that. Pineal gland's back to balance. And now we can reconnect that broken heart. So I want to invite you to just put your hands over your chest, and people listening in can do this as well. And as you do that, just take a deep breath and breathe out three times. Okay, now your heart is 100% connected. So that disconnection is no longer there. So how does that feel now?
Not bad. I don't feel so downtrodden, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, isn't it? It's like, you know, we feel fatigued and we think it's something else. But energetically, it can be something else completely different.
Right.
So So let me just have a quick look and see what else is coming out for you. The sacral chakra as well, which, like I said earlier, is for relationships and your own connection to yourself. And that's coming up with another trapped emotion. And in this case, it's helplessness, again at 38. Is that resonating as well?
Mm-hmm. That was a pretty traumatic time.
Okay. So that's cleared. And the sacral chakra is also back to balance. Let's see. We've got the hypothalamus coming up again, so there's still another trigger there. And another trapped emotion of panic. And that's also at 38. So it seems like that particular event, would you say you were tired or fatigued before that time?
I can't remember, but it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So it changed a lot of things.
Okay, so let's release that, and the hypothalamus comes back to balance. Seven, just one more thing for you here. And it's coming up with a physical trauma at 38. So like you said, it was horrible, and it may not have been like a physical. Was it a physical?
And
did
emotional.
It impact? Okay, it was all that as well. Okay. So let's release that. And another trapped emotion here of grief from 38. So that's really, so just tuning in and asking if there's anything else that's causing the fatigue. I'm picking up one of your meridians. It's the governing meridian, which runs all along your back. It's one of the major meridians, and so we want to get that back to balance so that the energy is running again there. And the emotion there is frustration at 38 again. So clear that, and that brings the governing meridian to balance. So just take a deep breath. And how's that feel now?
Good.
Yeah,
it's, I'm going to go ahead and just claim that it's better, but it just energetically feels better to address that episode at 38.
Yeah, well, give it time. I'm getting 2 days processing time and see how you feel. And, you know, don't judge the fact that maybe you don't want to go out or, you know, however you feel while you're processing, just let your body process, and then see how you feel, and then get back to us.
Okay, sounds wonderful, and thank you.
Thank you very much, Sherry. You take care.
Okay, have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Wow. That was pretty cool. I was just thinking, you know, we started off with all these technical difficulties, but it all kind of sorted itself out, didn't it?
It did. It was a good example just going with it, right? Because it did work out.
Yeah, it did. And I'm glad that we got to work with the people that we did today. So this is why I do it.
I know, and yeah, thanks everybody who called in, and thank you, Sharon, for giving your time and being in England and staying up late, even though we had the technical glitches and everything.
Yeah, well, like I said, I love doing it, so here we are, and thank you, Tracy, for hosting.
Of course.
So if anyone wants to get in touch with me, that's you can go to my website, www.charonzera.com, and we have, I'll let Tracy give you the information for the main site.
Okay, so Mind, Body, Spirit, You. We are a collaboration of five women, and we offer different things, and that's www.mindbodyspiritu.com. So please stop by and visit us there. And also on Facebook, we have a page there, and Sharon's very active on Facebook. You can always find her there.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Energy all of a sudden, some kind of tickle in my throat.
Oh, you feeling it, yeah.
yeah, something just all of a sudden. It felt like literally like I swallowed a feather or something. It was weird.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, but yeah, come find us on Facebook. It's fun to talk there, isn't it? With
yes,
people that
is.
We meet. Yep.
Yeah, definitely. And we look forward to everyone else's, whoever's called in today, your feedback. Get in touch and let us know how you feel. And the next show is the beginning of next month, which is December, the first Friday in December. And I might have a big surprise for people then. So tune in. I'm not going to say anything more.
Oh, my. But now I'm like, what? I'm going to be texting her afterwards. I'll wait for the surprise, I guess.
I was so eager to share it this today, but it feels like it's not quite ready yet. So I'm holding back. I'm holding back as much as I can. But it will be next month, and I'm looking forward to it because whatever I've been doing with it, it's feeling really good. So call in for the next show, and I will be sharing some more magic. And
oh,
the magic
awesome.
Is already inside of, I just want to say, the magic is already inside of you, and it's just, let's share the magic. So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Tracy.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Yeah, and thanks, everybody else. Take care. Bye.